Thousands of anti-government protesters occupying the international and domestic airports in the capital were bracing Friday for efforts by security forces to end the occupation. Leaders of the People's Alliance for Democracy on Friday said they remain determined to press on with the protest despite the threat of police action and a growing loss of public support. The police say they want to negotiate with the PAD, but it is possible they will use force to clear the terminals. There is concern about violence, particularly because there are children among the protesters. Sunay Pasuk, the Thai representative for Human Rights Watch, says the government realizes the world is watching the situation.
No one, I believe, in the outside world and the majority of the Thai public, no one are now siding with the PAD. They don't want to see a massacre at Don Mueang and Suvarna Bhumi Airport. The police need to take incremental steps.
Sunay says the government is offering the PAD an exit strategy by allowing the alliance to return to the government house compound, which it seized in late August.
If they want to continue the protest, well, go ahead. And this is a very deliberate decision of the government not to declare state of emergency at the government house as well. The government have thought through very carefully this time, you know, by providing exit. And if PAD still refuse to take this opportunity, then things can get a little bit ugly.
Thousands of travellers have been stranded by the protest, which is costing the economy millions of dollars in lost revenue. The airport blockades particularly hurt the tourism industry, a cornerstone of the Thai economy. The government is using airports just outside Bangkok to move passengers, but only a limited number of flights have taken off. Efforts also are underway to transport up to 5,000 Thai Muslims travelling to Saudi Arabia for the Hajj. On Thursday, Prime Minister Somchai Wongsawat declared a state of emergency at the airports. He has rejected calls by the military and the PAD for him to resign. Around the city this week, there have been sporadic outbursts of violence between the PAD and government supporters. An anti-government TV station and a pro-government community radio station have suffered attacks. Nai Shinawat Paabunpad is the manager of the community radio station run by a taxi radio service. He expects police to move against the PAD protest later Friday. He says extra police have been brought in from the provinces and they will move quickly, and once the airports are reopened, it will be better for the nation. The PAD accuses Mr. Somchai of acting as a proxy for former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who fled Thailand in August in the face of corruption charges. He was ousted in a coup 2 years ago. Many Thai speculate that the military may stage a coup, although senior military officers have denied it plans to unseat the government. Pro-Thaksin supporters have vowed to challenge the army if there is a coup. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.